Thank you so much. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Abraham, as all you know, is the one of the great fathers in the church, and we call him the father of the fathers, Ab al-Aba, Sami Ab al-Aba, and these fathers, we call them patriarch, يعني بنسميهم بطاركة الأولين. Actually, I shall divide the speech about our father Abraham for two sessions. One of them is today to get an idea about what characterize this person, this great man, and this great father. إيه الحاجات اللي بتميز هذا الأب؟ ومن خلالها, after this next session, we shall get lessons from this person, this father, concerning his life, concerning the good points, and also we shall get lessons from some weak points. يعني لازم نعرف in all these prophets, all the prophets whom the Holy Bible mentioned, they have positive points and also they have their own weak points, their own weak points as men. And so we shall get benefit from all these. First of all, what characterize the person of Abraham as one of the great father? All I know that all of you know that he is famous for his face. Ibrahim, the Ragul al-Iman, for his face. I would like to summarize to you some points. The first point is that we know all those who depart, all those who die from the righteous, all of them go to the bosom of Abraham. كلهم بيروحوا حضن إبراهيم. Any one of them, any one of you can give an example of this? حد يقدر يقول لنا? They go to the bosom of Abraham. And in the litany, في أشياء الراقدين, we, Abuna, praise and say, remember, O Lord, the soul of your servants who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren. Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, all the souls go, the righteous soul, go to the bosom of Abraham. From where we can find this? Yes, in the book, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, the story of the rich man and Lazarus, our Lord Jesus Christ said that the beggar, اللي هو المسكين, died and was carried by the angel to Abraham's bosom. راح حملته الملائكة لحضن إبراهيم. So this is a very important point which the church picked up and put it in her prayer and said in our prayer, we say in our prayer always, repose them in the bosom of our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is one point. The other point is that God himself nominated himself after Abraham. يعني ربنا سمى نفسه باسم إبراهيم. It is amazing. When he appeared to Moses in the book of Exodus, لما ظهر لموسى في سفر الخروج, إصحاح 3, he said to them, Exodus chapter 3 and verse 6, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham. So God himself nominated himself by God of Abraham. So the righteous soul go to the bosom of Abraham. God himself nominated himself after Abraham. I am the father, I am God of your father, the God of your father, the God of Abraham. Ana ilah Ibrahim. This show the value of Abraham in the sight of God. يعني تورينا قيمة إبراهيم في عينين ربنا إنه ربنا بيسمي نفسه باسم إبراهيم. أنا إله إبراهيم. So the second point is that God himself nominated himself as the God of Abraham. Not only this, but also I can remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ himself was called the son of Abraham. The son of Abraham. في أول الجينولوجي, the book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. دي في أول إنجيل متى. إنجيل متى إصحاح واحد آية واحد يقول لك كتاب ميلاد يسوع المسيح, كتاب ميلاد يسوع ابن داود ابن إبراهيم. So we are with a very famous man, a very famous, a very great man, a man to whose bosom all the righteous soul go after they passed from this world. The man after his name, God nominated himself and said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham. The man whom our Lord Jesus Christ called the son of Abraham. أنا إن هو ابن إيه؟ ابن إبراهيم. I will mention to you something. When our Lord Jesus Christ went to the house of Zacchaeus and he explained how this man, Zacchaeus, اللي هو زكا, is worthy for salvation of his house. One of the points that our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned that Zacchaeus, for this point, is worthy to be saved and salvation to be granted to him is that he is the son of Abraham. يعني المسيح لما كان بيتكلم ومن ضمن الحاجات اللي قال عنها ان زكا يستحق ان هو يحصل خلاص لبيته ان هو ايضا ابن ابراهيم. هو ايضا ابراهيم. Today salvation has come to this house because he also is the son of Abraham. يعني من ضمن الحاجات اللي تخلي زكا يستاهل الخلاص انه ابن ابراهيم. These points are points to show how Abraham is a valuable person, how Abraham is a good person, is a very specific person for God. دي حاجة مهمة. نقطة تانية, another point. Abraham, most of you and your families have immigrated in the past since few years. مش كده؟ The first one to immigrate according to the will of God was Abraham. Abraham is the man who immigrated, holy immigration according to the will of God. أول من هاجر هجرة بحسب مشيئة ربنا. يعني you can remember في in the book of Genesis chapter 12 إزاي ربنا قال له اذهب من أرضك ومن عشيرتك, اخرج من أرضك ومن عشيرتك ومن بيت أبيك. Go out of your country, from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And this immigration was an immigration with a promise and a blessing. And the blessing was amazing. The blessing was a blessing which no ever anyone heard a blessing like this. ما حدش ابدا خد البركه اللي سمعها ابراهيم في العهد القديم. This blessing was that I will make you a great nation. اجعلك امه عظيمه. I will bless you, اباركك. And make your name great, اعظم اسمك. Not only I will bless you, but also you shall be a blessing. انت نفسك هتكون بركة. يعني العجيب جدا ان ربنا مش بيبارك ابراهيم، ده بيقول له كمان انت نفسك يا ابراهيم هتكون بركة. It was amazing blessing granted to Abraham through this holy immigration which the Lord commanded him to do. يعني فدي كانت أول هجرة في التاريخ البشري كله بمشيئة الله. الله هو اللي حددها. God who determined this and who said to Abraham, go out of your country. فخرج وهو مش عارف هو رايح فين. About the blessings, قال له كده, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. انت نفسك هتبقى بركة. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you, this is very amazing promise, in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. We are speaking about this very specific man, this great man, whom God ordered him to immigrate, and this immigration was according to the will of God, as it was written also in the book of Hebrews, مكتوب كده, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. مش عارف ورايح فين. This is another point. So, the first point is that all those who passed away, all those who die, they go to the bosom of Abraham. God himself nominated himself as the God of Abraham. And our Lord Jesus Christ, in the genealogy written in the book of Matthew, was called the son of Abraham. And another point is that he is the man who was called the friend of God. عارفين في مصر عندنا لما واحد يبقى اسمه إبراهيم يقولوا له ابو خليل. حد عارف ليه؟ ها؟ خليل يعني صديق. برضو يعني ايه؟ جت منين خليل الله؟ مكتوبة فين؟ ها؟ Yes, he is خليل الله. He is the friend of God. حد يطلع كده رسالة يعقوب؟ لا هي طبعا هو خليل الله، بس أنا عايز الكلمة دي جت فين. حد يطلع رسالة يعقوب، the epistle of James chapter 2 and verse 23. chapter 2 and verse 23. حد طلعها؟ Book of yeah. هي صعبة؟ 23. أقراها لكم أنا بقى مادام أنتوا لسه نعسانين. And the scripture was fulfilled which says Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness as he was called the friend of God. لقيتوها؟ The friend of God. برضو I will ask another question. اللي قال إنه هو he was called the friend of God ده يعقوب. James. جابها منين؟ From where James get or got this description for Abraham as a friend of God. لو سمحتوا حد يطلع لي Isaiah. Book of Isaiah chapter 41 من العهد القديم. 41 and verse 8. إصحاح 41 من Book of Isaiah and verse 8. حد طلع ولا طلع أنا؟ verse 8. بالعربي كده وأما أنت يا إسرائيل، ده هنا ربنا اللي بيقول أما أنت يا إسرائيل عبدي يا يعقوب الذي اخترته نسل إبراهيم خليلي but you Israel are my servant Jacob whom I have chosen the descendant of Abraham my friend. Abraham my friend has been mentioned by God himself in the book of Isaiah chapter 41. And from this book, James mentioned it in his letter chapter 2 and verse 23. يبقى نقطة تانية في شخصية إبراهيم إن هو خليل الله أو the friend of God. The friend of God. This is another good point. بالنسبة لشخصية إبراهيم، بالنسبة لشخصية إبراهيم. Also Abraham is the first one that God changed his name. تعرفين لما دايما واحد يبقى to be called for a service, for a consecration, for an ordination, his name is changed. The first one that his name was changed was Abraham. الأول كان اسمه إيه؟ Abraham. وبعد كده بقى what is the meaning of Abraham؟ كان اسمه Abraham بقى Abraham. طب إيه المعنى؟ إيه الفكرة يعني؟ إيه الفكرة؟ طب طلعوا لي كده Genesis chapter 17 وverse 5. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 5. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 5. No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham. Why? For I have made you a father of many nations. إبراهيم معناه أب لجمهور من الأمم. Father of many nations. And by the way, I can mention to you that Abraham is the only one who is respected at least by three religions. The Jews respect and honor him. And they always say, Abraham is our father. Abraham is our father. لدرجة إن يوحنا المعمدان قال لهم ما تعودوش تفتكروا تقعدوا تقولوا دايما ابونا ابراهيم ابونا ابراهيم، الله قادر ان يقيم من هذه الحجاره اولادا لايه؟ لابراهيم. Don't think to say to yourself we have Abraham our father because God is able to make to him children from these stones. يعمل من الحجاره. فابراهام is honored and respected by the Jews. And Abraham is honored and respected by the Christian. Even the Muslims honored and respect Abraham. This is the only person who is respected by three religions. Whatever this religion, I am not speaking about heavenly religion, because the heavenly religion are the Jews and Christianity. But the word Abraham, or the name Abraham, which was given to Abraham as the first man that God changed his name, means father of great nation, or of multiple nations. Father of many nations. أب لجمهور إيه؟ أب لجمهور كثير. This is another point for Abraham. This is another point for Abraham. So his name was changed. The first one that God changed his name, the first one to immigrate, a holy immigration according to the will of God, the first one to obtain an amazing blessing, زي ما أنا قلت لكم أباركك وتكون بركة، أبارك مباركك ولعنك ألعنه، الحاجات دي كلها، وعمل عهد معاه قال له أقيم عهدي معاك. This is another point. Another point is that Abraham was the first one to practice intercession. أول واحد عمل شفاعة. فين؟ Where? Yes. In the story mentioned in the book of Genesis, chapter 18, starting from verse 90, يقول كده هوت ربنا. The Lord said, because of the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it. وبعد كده قال إبراهيم. And then Abraham came near and said, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? معقولة تهلك البار مع الأسين؟ وابتدى يفاصل يقول له, suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. And this 50, he started to go down with this figure لغاية ما وصلهم 10. So he was the first one to intercede for wicked men. ابتدى يتشفع إبراهيم for these people. Another points which I would like to mention to you about Abraham. Abraham was called to go out of his country. And when he was called to go out of his country, and this country considered the land of promise, أرض المعاد أو أرض الموعد. Although it is the land of promise, yet he lived in this land as a stranger. He didn't like to build houses. He didn't like to stay and settle at a specific and a certain place. But it is mentioned that he always have his tent معاه الخيمة بتاعته. And
Here, Saint Paul said in the book of Hebrew, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country. يعني عاش في أرض المعاد كأنها أرض غريبة. As a foreign country. Dwelling in tents. ساكن في خيام.
One very important point in the life of Abraham is that he considered himself as a stranger, as a pilgrim. واخدين بالكم؟ This is one of the factors which made this man to be great and always ready to carry his tent and go to other place and from place to place, from one site to one site. He lived as a stranger and lived as pilgrim. عشان كده قال عنه بولس الرسول هنا هو, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign land. Three things characterized this great man: the tent, the altar, and always journeying, دايما يرتحل, to announce to all the people that he feel himself as a stranger and he has no city in this world. زي ما قال معلمنا بولس الرسول يقول حاجة غريبة جدا, for he waited for the city which has foundation, whose builder and the maker is God. He was waiting for a very specific city. He didn't like to dwell in any city, but to dwell in tents as a stranger. Even it is the land of promise, رغم أنها أرض الموعد, but he dwelt and lived in this land of promise as in a foreign country. عاش فيها كأنها بلد غريبة. Why? We can ask him why. Because he waited for the city which has the foundation. كان ينظر وينتظر المدينة التي لها الأساسات التي صانعها وبرئها الله, whose builder and the maker is God. And it's amazing also, my beloved, to know about Abraham in chapter 12 in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, that chapter 12 and verse 8 and 9. يقول كده, verse 8 and 9, and he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent. نصب الخيمة بتاعته. Pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and the Ai on the west and the Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord. فعندنا حاجتين يميزوا إبراهيم: a tent as a sign of being a stranger and a pilgrim, and the altar to worship God. He was a man of prayer. And I can say to you something which is amazing. When God called Abraham, حد عارف سنه كان قد ايه ساعتها؟ حد عارف لما ربنا دعا إبراهيم, كان إبراهيم عنده كم سنة؟ كان عنده 75 سنة. He was 75 years old. No one know anything about these 75 years. The story of Abraham and his faith and his story, which we know very well, start after these 75 years. As if these many years are of no value. As if the value of you and of me start by the calling of God to me and to you. The real life starts when you start your personal relation with God. And the days, months, and years before this cannot be counted, are of no value. The value of Abraham started after 75 years as a declaration that our real life, حياتنا الحقيقية, تبتدي بعد ما المسيح يدعينا للخدمة, بعد ما المسيح يدعينا لأن احنا نحبه ونعمل علاقة معاه. This is the real life which we live. Otherwise, the previous life cannot be counted, cannot be of any value. No one knows anything about these 75 years of the life of Abraham. His real life started after God called him and after he founded a specific personal relation with God to obey him, to love him, to follow him, to speak to him, to intercede with him for the wicked. This is another important point which I would like you to know. That's why one of the points that characterize the life of Abraham is this faith, great faith, and also his obedience. الطاعه لربنا. He obeyed God. And I will say to you the last point. خلصتوا؟ اخر نقطه. اخر نقطه هقولها لكم. Actually, he obeyed God when God said to him, go out of your country. But also who obeyed God in chapter 22, when God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am, Anahu, take now your son, your only son Isaac, خد ابنك وحيدك, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering. What happened? إبراهيم, خد ابنك ولو سمحت تقدمه ذبيحة على المكان اللي أنا هقول لك عليه. It was amazing that he didn't argue. He didn't discuss. He didn't tell anyone. But it is said, Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young. والقصة معروفة اللي بعد كده. القصة معروفة بعد كده. This is a great faith. Not only this is a great faith, but this also a great love. Because he loved God more than his son. مش كده ولا ايه؟ مش المسيح قال من احب اب او ام او ابن او ابنه اكتر مني لا ايه؟ لا يستحقان. All of you know the story. عارفين القصه. وبص شاف ربنا ناداه وبعد ما ربط اسحاق he bounded Isaac. And he lifted his hand. موجودة الصورة هي. And he was about to slay the guy. مش كده؟ ربنا نداله. وبعد كده he returned with his son alive. He returned with his son alive. Some of you, and I think most of you think that Abraham was very happy because he is now returning back to home with Isaac. And I have different opinion. This was not the cause of his happiness. Because I can imagine a dialogue happened between Abraham and God. ممكن أنا أتخيل معاك حوار حصل بين المسيح وبين ربنا. بين إبراهيم وبين ربنا. إبراهيم ده خليل الله. He is the friend of God. I can imagine that Abraham said to God, God, I want to know. I want to know how shall you save the world? How shall you liberate man from the bondage of this? And God said to him, why, Abraham, you would like to know how? He said to him, because the flesh has been corrupted and the soul has been put in the Hades. I would like to know, I trust you, I trust your promise that you shall save man. But how? فربنا قال له إبراهيم التمن غالي مش هتقدر عليه. The price is very, very, very high. You can't comprehend. إبراهيم قال له no, I can. Really, Abraham, you can? He said to him, yes. And he waited for a while, maybe months, maybe years. And suddenly he said to him, Abraham, it is not only just a test. It was the plan of God to reveal to Abraham his way, how to save the world. حب يوريه ازاي هيخلص العالم. عشان كده قال له ايه؟ قال له take now your son, your only son Isaac, only son, ابنك وحيدك, whom you love, الذي تحبه. And Abraham was in this atmosphere, the atmosphere of offering his son as a sacrifice, as a burnt offering. And this is a specific event our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned in the Gospel of John chapter 8. قال لهم حاجة عجيبة جدا المسيح. المسيح قال لهم إيه؟ قال لهم أبوكم إبراهيم تهلل أن يرى يومي. Your father Abraham rejoiced not to see me. Abraham, when he descended from the mountain, he felt very rejoicing, very happy, not only because Isaac was saved, but even because he knew how God will save the world through sacrificing his only begotten son. And this was my day. أصل واحد ممكن يقرأ إيه اللي مكتوب في إنجيل يوحنا, إن المسيح بيقول لهم أبوكم إبراهيم تهلل أن يرى يومي فرأى وفرح. طب ما تقول تهلل أن يراني فرآني. No. يرى يومي. What is يومي؟ It is يوم الفداء. It is the يوم of the day of redemption. It is the day of salvation. Abraham, while he was on this panorama, while he was offering his son, he saw the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because he saw this day, he returned rejoicing, not only because Ishaq رجع معاه, Isaac is returning alive with him only, but لأنه كمان عرف, and God declared to him and revealed to him how he shall save the world. عارفين الكلام اللي اتكتب في إنجيل متى هنا هوت اللي هو دوت بيقول له فقال له المسيح اللهم أبوكم إبراهيم your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and he saw it and was glad. يبقى كان جلاد ليه؟ عشان رأى إيه؟ يومي. He saw my day. He saw the day of redemption. إيه ده؟ He was the first man that God revealed and declared to him how God will save the world. إزاي ربنا هيخلص العالم. أنا حبيت في النقط دي أديكم فكرة to give you an idea about this great person, this great prophet, this great father and his value, how he is honored, how he is a friend of God, how God revealed to him the mystical, مش mystical تيجي برضو حاجة سرية, the mystical plan of saving the world through pushing him to offer his only son whom he loved and to see and to know how God will save the world. إن شاء الله المرة اللي جاية لما نقعد هنتكلم بقى عن إيه الدروس اللي ناخدها من هذه الشخصية. Obedience, faith, love, chastity, كل الحاجات الجميلة, حتى النيجاتيف بوينتس اللي ممكن نلاقيها. All those whom we honor have negative points in their life and the scripture and the Holy Spirit didn't conceal, didn't hide these weak points, but left it as to know that the only perfect one was our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
تفضل.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you out of our heart. You gave us also these amazing examples. All of them were like ours, were human being, were human being with the same nature and the same weakness of ours, but they became good examples for each one of us in their faith, in their love, following your word and following your commandments. And they consecrated their life to you, and they give us an example, a good example, how our real life start from the day which you call each one of us to serve you and to follow you. You are our life. You are our God. You are He who gave us to rejoice and give us peace and give us support in order to serve you, in order to love you, in order to follow you all the days of our life, in order to serve you in righteousness and in purity. We would like to glorify your name. We would like to show all the people that you are really dwell in your church and in your sons and the daughters, your servants who loved you and follow you. Please forgive us our sins and support your church, support the servants and those whom they serve. Support the priests, support all your church, all the congregation. Give us to glorify your name, your holy name. Give us the blessings of these holy days, the days which we celebrate your resurrection, your ascension, and sending the Holy Spirit to dwell in each one of us, to fill us with power, a power which is not from this world, but a power from heaven. We thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask you to accept our prayers through the intercession of Our Lady, Saint Mary, and all the saints, and to make us worthy to pray, thankful, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them. Lead us not in temptation, deliver us from evil, in Christ Jesus. The love of God the Father, the bond of Creator, the grace of His only begotten Son, and the gift and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. On the Salam, Salam, Rabbi, Yukun, Ma'akum, Gemian.